Let's talk bonfires. The Environment Minister, Mark H. Durkin, has said it's time for action on them. The Minister has told MLAs it's likely that all the major bonfires here break the law in some way. He highlighted the problem of massive bonfires very close to people's homes and the sectarian burning of effigies. The Minister pledged to take leadership on the issue, but what exactly is he going to do? We can speak now to Mark H. Durkin and Ian McLaughlin, Project Manager for the Lower Shankill Community Association, who has received funding for the bonfires. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Minister, I'll start with you. What are you going to do?
During the past summer, in fact, every summer, there's a lot of media coverage of the massive bonfires that we have here in the north. This year, there was particular focus on the close proximity of these bonfires to people's homes, as well as the sectarian burning of effigies that you referred to there in your prelude. Elaine, while my own preference, and I know many people would share this preference, would be that all bonfires should be banned.
Completely.
I do accept that in some areas and some communities here across the north that there is a desire to have bonfires, and I think we do need to be to a degree sensitive to these different cultural needs, if you like. But I am convinced that we can no longer tolerate the cost, both financial and to people's health and the environment, that many, if not all, bonfires inflict.
So, what are you going to do then?
Well, currently I'm considering three options. Option one would be to continue and develop what's currently seen as best practice. Option two would be
What does that mean? What does best practice mean?
Well, at present, best practice is a council-led multi-agency approach, such as that adopted by Belfast City Council. Has done a lot of work on this. Derry City Council, Derry City and Strabane District Council as it now have also done a lot. However, participation on that is voluntary, and some bonfire organisers choose not to participate. As a result, there are still a number of bonfires, and I have to say it is a greatly reduced number of bonfires that are having a very detrimental impact and aren't necessarily supported fully.
So is it what you're saying is that multi-agency approach isn't working then?
Well, I think we could look at strengthening that voluntary approach by encouraging councils to collectively use their new community planning function and wellbeing powers to plan for bonfires in a more strategic manner.
What are the other options?
Option two that they have would be to more rigorously enforce all relevant legislation that does exist with respect to bonfires. But option three, which is the one that is most appealing to me, certainly, would be to introduce licensing of bonfires with district councils as the licensing authority, and police, the Fire and Rescue Service and the Northern Ireland Environment Agency from within my own department as statutory consultees. Enforcement with respect to this
Option do you favour then? Is it this licensing step?
Yeah, as I said there, the option that I currently favour, while I would ultimately like to see a ban on all bonfires, I think realistically option three, that introduction of licensing.
But how would that even work with respect, Minister? Would you go to an office and apply for a licence? I mean, what are people going to do? Because the bottom line is, if you or I were to build a bonfire somewhere tomorrow, what would happen? We'd be told to move on, and if we didn't do that, we'd probably be arrested. Why aren't you going for a blanket ban if you think that's a good idea?
You're dead right. However, I do think we have to be realistic, and while my ultimate aim and goal would be a blanket ban, we have to bring people with us. And I think having a huge crackdown like that isn't going to be particularly easy to enforce, if it's enforceable at all. Like, enforcement with respect to this option that I choose to go down now would require a multi-agency approach. And the preliminary analysis suggests that it might be possible to include a bonfire licensing system as part of existing legislation. We currently have legislation around fireworks regulation,
but that's going to be cold comfort to the many people who have to leave their homes every year, Minister, or board up their windows and doors with fire-resistant panels.
Well, it might be cold comfort to them, but it might be of comfort to them to know that someone in some department is at last putting their head above the parapet and taking some responsibility and showing some leadership and expressing a desire to do something about this scourge.
Let's ask Ian McLaughlin. Is this a good idea? There's three options on the table, Arian. What do you think about the licensing step?
Well, Elaine, I've listened to the Minister's points. Good morning, Mark. And for us, we currently take part in his what he calls option one, which is a multi-agency approach.
That's the way things are at the minute, isn't that right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And for the community that I work in, that approach is working for us. Option two,
how do you know it's working? Do you go and speak to residents in the area? How can you say that so definitively, Ian?
Well, absolutely. A bonfire scheme, which may well take place on the 11th or 12th of July, actually, the whole process commences some months beforehand, where residents are spoken to, community forums are engaged, people's views are taken into account, and the decision is then based on A, the community's opinions, and B, the statutory or Belfast City Council requirements. So option one currently works for us, although, you know, please forgive me for not speaking for other communities.
Uh-huh. Did any residents leave your area this summer?
No, absolutely not.
They stayed and they were happy with what was happening so close
absolutely.
To their homes.
And the benefit I have to say, Elaine, is that using the multi-agency approach, we can then trace back the responses to a bonfire event via police records, via College for Ambulance Service, Fire Service, Environmental Agency, etc., etc.
Yeah, but
the cost savings that are made by those agencies far outweigh the cost of any intervention at any of these bonfires.
It's not working in every area, though, Ian, is
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
What do you think about the licensing option that the Minister favours?
Well, the licensing option, I think, could be fraught with danger because, for our own perspective as a community association, we work for the community, but we most certainly don't say that we represent the community. So if someone, perhaps like myself, were to sign up to a licensing scheme, it almost ties me to be responsible for the actions of others who are outside the bonfire scheme or who have no vested interest in the bonfire.
But isn't it legitimising bonfires, though, Ian? You know, they do cause... I know you say where you are is different, but I've been to areas... people are incredibly upset. You know, they have to leave their homes. In East Belfast during the summer, I spoke to one pastor who stood there crying the next morning. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. Applying for a licence seems to say that this is okay. You can do that. And what kind of message is that to put out to young people?
But the licensing also says that the person who signs up for the licence is responsible for everything. And the important word is everything that takes place in and around that bonfire site. And that's where the pressure is then, if you like, move from the shoulders of the statutory agencies onto the shoulders of the person who would sign up to this. And it's very,
it's very rare that the people that build the bonfires actually clean them up, Ian.
Well, it's very, very rare that the people who build bonfires don't live in the communities that these things are taking place. And that's why engagement is paramount.
OK, lots of calls coming in. Sorry to cut across you. If you do want to get in on this, 033 80 55 55 81771 for your text, or on Twitter as well, at BBC Nolan. If I can just go back to you, Minister, just to get into some detail about the licensing for bonfires. Do you have an idea in mind, how exactly is this going to work? Are we going to see teenagers going down to the council offices, filling out a form and getting their licence? Is that what you see?
Well, this is still very much at an early stage, Elaine. And
but you must have given it some good, considered thought.
Well, what I would say is that people and organisations and groups like Ian's, who currently do operate within what is seen as best practice, for them, option three, or going down the licensing route, wouldn't be particularly onerous if they are responsible as things stand. What this will do, it won't make the burden fall completely on those organising the bonfires. The burden will be shared by other agencies.
So what's different then from the first option?
And very, very importantly, landowners. Like, often these fires are in public land. You have land belonging to housing executive. We've seen times where there's land belonging to councils, land belonging to health trusts even. And the cost of cleaning these up is huge. However, there has been a reluctance, or maybe I should say a fear, by these agencies, or all these agencies, to tackle these issues on their land. I think a strong collective approach, and we need the full buy-in of the PSNI here as well when it comes to enforcement. But if we go down a licensing route, and like I say, we'll get the more responsible people first, that will allow us to concentrate on the real problem fires, those that are causing people to be affected by their...
But if you have a licensing...
Those that are...
If you have a licensing system, Minister, will it not create a situation whereby there will be more bonfires. And you started this piece by saying that, you know, you wouldn't, you know, you're not in favour of an all-out blanket ban. If you can get licensure, everybody would be out lighting bonfires.
No, I certainly don't think we'd be in a situation where there would be more bonfires. And I said at the start this morning that we have seen a huge reduction in the number of bonfires across the north. And that's due in no small part to the work that has been done by the respective agencies and to engagement with and engagement from communities who have displayed a degree of responsibility and taken that responsibility upon themselves to manage the bonfires and the manner.
But how do you enforce
responsibility?
How do you enforce that responsibility? Do you expect council workers to go into certain areas and do the clean-up? How will it be enforced?
Well, council cleaners, as it is, do go into these areas.
But surely, as a minister, you should be putting the responsibility on the people who are lighting the bonfires to clean up their own mess.
Well, I'm not absolving anyone of that responsibility. I'm certainly not absolving those responsible. This point seems to have come full circle. Enforcement with respect to this would require a multi-agency approach, and a preliminary analysis suggests that communities would have to be part of that multi-agency approach. We're not going to do this without a consultation with communities, without cooperation from communities. However, I'm not naive enough to think that every group in every community is going to cooperate and is going to want to come along with this. You're still going to have people, for whatever reasons, who choose not to cooperate, who choose to build these things, who choose to burn effigies on their bonfires to promote sectarianism.
Yeah, well, you raise an interesting point there, Minister, in connection with effigies. So if you go ahead with this licensing system, what if an effigy is burned on a bonfire? What if there's a huge amount of tyres in a bonfire? Is the licence revoked? Will the council workers go in and remove them? Have you really thought this out?
Yeah, well, like I said, we're still at an early stage of it. However, thought has, of course, I've been given to that. As soon as you something is licensed, there are conditions attached to that licence. And a breach of these conditions leads to a removal of that licence.
Is that realistic, Ian, do you think?
The enforcement approach needs to come
in. Ian, if I could just touch on one point. The Minister made a very valid point about land ownership in some of the sites where bonfires take place. And it's no surprise that many of these bonfires take place on sites which have land undeveloped. We have a very clear policy where we work, where we are trying to engage with Housing Executive and others to actually develop these pieces of land. You know, I hate to harp back to the Good Friday Agreement.
It's hard to develop a piece of land, though,